Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here in Chicago at Abercrombie & Kent 100, which is really the top 100 travel advisors who sell Abercrombie & Kent. And I'm here with Liam Dunch, who's the product manager for Europe. And actually, I just got back from Europe, so I could have used you a little earlier on this one. But we're going to talk to Liam about what Abercrombie is doing in Europe, some of the experiences you can get. And you know how Abercrombie & Kent does it. It's going to be a little different. And so we're going to talk to him about this and more on Insider Travel Report. Liam, first of all, great to meet you here. It's amazing. I know you think you say you read us, so I'm always like to read a fan. Let's talk a little bit about what is your role as product manager.
So, as a product manager, I'm responsible really for the interface between everything on the ground and everything back in the office in the US. So sales, marketing, our outside sales support, all of that. So I oversee that for everything in Europe. So any initiatives we have going on in Europe, it basically is my responsibility.
Well, a lot of people know A&K as being, you know, Africa and, you know, far-flung exotic places, and they may not always think about Europe. And you have some exotic things you can do in Europe too, and some very, very luxurious experiences. So talk a little bit about, you know, what is different about, first of all, what are the countries that A&K offers in Europe, and pretty much everything?
So actually, yeah, people may not be aware, but we cover really the entire continent. There's very few places that we can't cover in Europe. It's one of our biggest offices, and we have multiple locations there, a lot of on-the-ground staff, and pretty much anywhere they want to go, from Greenland, Iceland, all the way over to the Balkans, all of Western Europe, the Mediterranean, Scandinavia, we've got it covered.
And so, and a lot of you do operate, as A&K does, with DMCs all over the place, right?
Yeah, so we have our own substantial office. It's one of our biggest. And then in a few select locations, we'll work with partner DMCs as well.
Now, do you offer just single country trips or multi-country trips?
So I think the days of people doing like 15 countries in Europe in a couple of weeks are over, but we have...
You mean the days of, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgian,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. We have, some people would like to go and do a shorter trip and focus on one country, and we certainly do that, but we have some other journeys that, you know, some places lend themselves to combinations like Croatia and Montenegro, Italy and Switzerland, and so we can do combinations as well.
And how long relatively are these trips? Or, I mean, obviously for individuals, you'll set something up, but what on average, or what are some of the lengths of trips?
So with our luxury small group journeys, the typical group journey is between sort of 8 and 11 days. 9 to 11 days would be the most common length. On the tailor-made side, of course, we are tailoring. So some people will be going for a month or more. Some people are just adding a few days on to something else. They may have a board meeting or a business commitment. But the average tailor-made length is 10 to 12 days for Europe.
And how large are these groups when you have groups?
Our luxury small group journeys top out at 18 typically.
So it's pretty small. So Now, who accompanies guests on these trips? Especially the group ones.
Yeah, so one of our strengths is, of course, our service on the ground. Mm-hmm. So on the group journeys, we're going to have a resident tour director, somebody from the destination who's really steeped in the culture and has a lot of information to share. We pair them up with expert local guides in areas where that's appropriate or needed. Fantastic drivers. And then on the tailor-made side, we have also a team we call our guardian angels. Mm-hmm. They're going to meet the guests.
I like that term, guardian angel. I think I need a guardian angel in this trip, though.
The registered trademark, I think. And then they're going to meet the guests when they arrive, and they're really their first point of contact. So if a tailor-made guest in Europe wants to make a change, they've decided they've heard about another museum or a restaurant they want to try and get into, they're going to use that guardian angel to be the person that is going to help them with everything that they want, really.
And what in terms of accommodations, I'm sure we're talking about five-star and not anything less than five-star wherever you are, right?
Yeah. So we have, of course, in Europe, a massive range. We're spoiled for choice. You know, like you can talk about a city like London. There's not just...
Well, we were just talking about that. There's so many different London hotels coming in, and so there's so many different options for you. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So some of our guests really prefer those big five-star palace hotels, the really traditional grand palaces. Others like the smaller, more intimate, like boutique designer style. And we have great partnerships that we can cater to really what the guest is looking for.
So basically any accommodation you can dream of, you can probably deliver. So now what is the A&K difference? I mean, everybody thinks they know Europe, but how do you deliver Europe differently?
Yeah, so again, it comes down to that fantastic on-the-ground network. A&K has been working for 62 years, as you've been hearing in the presentation. So we have an incredible network that provides real insider access, really behind the scenes stuff. We've got those staff on the ground that are just holding your hand. And then we have on the group journeys, you know, our standard brand inclusions, things like Chef's Table, the Scenic Sundowner, the Traveler's Valet Laundry Service.
That I could use this one.
Absolutely. And Bellboy Service, you know, handling your luggage from beginning to end, all those kinds of things set us apart.
Now, how do customers get around for you? Almost every conveyance? I mean, you're not a bus tour, that's for sure.
No, that's true. So actually anything you can probably think of, we use. We use the trains when it's appropriate, and we partner with some of the great trains in Europe, like the Venice Simple American Express and the Royal Scotsman, the Golden Eagle.
You got a new luxury train coming in next year, too, in Italy, right?
Yeah, the Dolce Vita. Yeah, that's right. And then we use riverboats, actually. We have a portfolio of river cruising. We do use coaches when it's appropriate, but always scaled to the group and lots of space to spread out. Private Mercedes vehicles, of course, for private travel. And even barging in France is something that we offer as well.
Now, I assume you cater to everybody, solos, couples, families, everybody that wants to go.
We do, and we offer a variety of ways to do that. So for people that want to be in a group, and that paradoxically often appeals to people who are traveling solo, because they want that camaraderie that you get from traveling with other people with the same mindset. So we offer our small group journeys, but we also offer that tailor-made individual travel. So for families that are having a celebration, for friends that are traveling together, maybe for a retirement or a big birthday, you know, we can arrange something just for them, exactly how they want it, and provide that, you know, experience on the ground that's going to give them exactly what they're looking for.
Now, what are some of the new trips here for 2024? I mean, what are you offering that's maybe a little different than when you've had in the past?
Yeah, so on the tailor-made side, we brought in a new Slovenia itinerary that people have
Slovenia is a cool country.
Right, it's really a place getting a lot more attention. Sounds paradoxical, but we actually brought in a new London to Edinburgh routing. And then on the group side, we have opened up a couple of newer areas. We have a new Wings journey, so it's not actually newer, but our Wings Over the World portfolio is smaller groups of usually maximum 13, and they are traveling with charter jet between locations. So we looked at our top four most requested destinations, which is London, Paris, Rome, and Athens, and we linked those together with some fantastic insider access, the best possible hotels, and then the private jet between the four cities. So that's been a great hit. I brought in a new Norway and Denmark program that does Oslo and the Fjords and then finishes in Copenhagen, and that's been selling really well. And then we opened up for the first time the Portuguese islands, the Azores and Madeira.
Oh, yeah, they were wonderful, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. I was over there in October, and it's just fabulous. And the flight connectivity is just getting better and better. And so we have a new small group journey that links those two islands together, and that's also been doing really well on the market. So very excited.
Anything coming up for 2025 that you can tell us about?
So our big new book is coming out in June, and there will be some new development for Europe. We're just finalizing everything now. I'm excited to have a new journey in Iceland. We're going to partner with the Torfus Retreat. I don't know if you've been there, but
I haven't been there, but I've heard about it. Yeah,
it's a fabulous small retreat out in the highlands of central Iceland. Usually only works with individuals, but our office there knows the owner, and so we've been able to get them to work with us on a small group. We have a fantastic program I'm bringing in for Sicily. It's going to do 3 nights in Matera and explore Puglia and then finish in the Amalfi Coast. So I'm excited about that.
I'll go on that trip with you. Yeah. That's a good one. That's all. You said all the destinations I love in Italy. Yeah, that's
beautiful area. And then a few more things. So look for the brochure coming out.
So anything else you want to tell us? We go out to 125,000 travel advisors. You got about 100 of them plus here. And they're hearing all that's new and great about A&K for the future. And, you know, obviously you've had a lot of changes in your ownership and good in a good way. And you have everything going for you now. You're talking one of the best years on record this past year. But anything else you want to tell our viewers about A&K in Europe going forward?
Yeah, it's exciting times, like you said, and like they're hearing here in the 100 Club for our travel advisors out there. I just want them to know A&K really is the one-stop shop. Some people have a local connection. They know that maybe could do one region, one country, but for somebody that wants to just do travel all across Europe, A&K can do it all for you in the best possible way. Your clients are going to come back satisfied. either working directly with our offices in Europe or coming to us here in Chicago and having that hand in glove service from beginning to end. You know.
Fantastic. Well, Liam, I could have used you about a month ago when I went. Actually, I was on traveling all over Europe, and I do that, you know, obviously for work, and I'm going on river cruises and new hotels and everything else. And we've been talking about some of these places, and you know, you're working with them, so it's very interesting to see. Great to meet you here. Congratulations on a fantastic year, and looking forward to all the new experiences you're going to deliver in Europe with Abercrombie & Kent for this year and next year.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, James. It's been a pleasure.
I'm James Schellinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.